We come in 2006 on our virtual tour to the first of the churches of Killan Union, St. Peter's Ross Droit, just off the main road as you head from New Ross towards Enniscorthy. It's a church that's quite striking, that distinctive first fruits design, but quite striking by the roadside. I notice always in particular its slender pinnacles on the tower, which kind of embellish and enrich it as a very picturesque eye-catcher in the landscape. They apparently had some difficulty stabilising the tower when they were building it, and also typical of church construction of that time, they tended to, perhaps with scant regard to archaeology such as we would consider vital now, they tended to rob stones from older tumble-down churches in order to build the new ones. And the church reputedly contains some granite stones brought from the ruins of the Franciscan Friary at Enniscorthy, or so it was said in the early 19th century during construction. So while that might represent continuity of use of stone, it perhaps shows the 19th century slightly cavalier attitude to the past. 2006. Again, it's a year when I need to be a bit personal. It was also the year of the first Irish iPhone, but it was a transforming year for me because on the 31st of March, to my amazement, I found myself elected as Bishop of this diocese. I was consecrated Bishop on the 3rd of July. 6 enthronements followed. It seems a long time ago now, but then it was all new, a new place and a new role, all that had to be learned, all very exciting, but a certain sadness too as one took leave of a previous task. Which makes me make this comment. As I came to the end of being a priest working in a parish prior to coming here, I remember the last parish visit I paid in the very final days before I moved. It was in a housing development in Cork, and I went to a new parishioner I'd identified. I thought they were likely to be pretty semi-detached in their attitude to the church, but worth a call. And so I visited, received the customary kind welcome, explained that soon I'd have to leave, but I didn't say where I was going. I told the people some information about the parish and its activities and useful contacts, assumed them of a welcome there and in the school, and I left. And I remember sitting in the car, almost with sad eyes, and thinking that such a visit may never happen again. Yet it's the weft and warp of what I'd been doing for years. I may, I thought, visit parishioners in future with clergy in their parishes, but it won't be quite the same. I won't be taking the initiative, making the contact, trying to have a sufficient breadth of subjects for conversation in the back of my mind to connect easily. And I miss all that, the challenges often involved as well as the care. And it's strange how you often remember not so much the first time you did the big things as the last time you did the small things. They linger like joy in memory yet. It's like remembering the last time you changed a nappy, as somebody said to me recently. And there are plenty other examples too. But I remember in 2006, the last time I, as a rector, paid an ordinary parish visit and realised that that is, in many ways, the building block of so much of what we do.